You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 194 of Erk FM. Down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday. It's nearly time for the fork in the road. At the end of November 2011, Erk FM's Friday episodes will split into two. So we'll have some Australian artists who'll be going to the right, remaining on Fridays, and international artists will be going to the left and heading to Wednesdays. Let's kick it off with an Aussie guy who I'm going to see for the first time in a long time on the weekend. Here's Lab 64 with Greylock. Thank you, Foundry Road. Looking for great quality, independent and unsigned music? You found it on Tracks Radio, now featuring IRC FM. Down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday on IRCFM.com and TracksRadio.com every Friday and Saturday.
You were looking for a way out.
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
On and on and on and on and on. There's something in me, it's mine.
welcome back to episode 194 of IRC FM as we prepare for the fork in the road, because as I mentioned earlier, at the end of November 2011, IRC FM Friday episodes are splitting into two. So the music that we just heard and what you're actually listening to underneath my voice right now comes to us in a very interesting story. The song is called Autumn by Alex Chudnovsky, I think. And why is that so difficult for me to pronounce? Well, Alex originally comes to us via Russia, but he's now living in Melbourne, Australia. His family fled Russia in 1978 with the intention of moving to America. They got as far as Austria, only to change their plans and decided on Israel as their new home. But after 3 months, the warlike tension that permeated the country was deemed not to be a suitable environment for Alex and his younger brother, or his brother, Igor. So they said that they were heading on a holiday to Greece. Never intending to go back, they stayed for a year before illegally crossing the Mediterranean to Italy, where they stayed for 2 years before eventually finding a sponsor that enabled them to move to Adelaide. And so, needless to say, Adelaide was a bit of a culture shock attending an Australian school. His older brother purchased a guitar for him, and Alex became fascinated with learning how to play and write his own music. And he says that his brother brought a guitar when he was 17 and they were into heavy metal. I absolutely loved Metallica. Inspired by a friend who played classical guitar, Alex decided to leave the electric guitar to his brother and concentrate solely on acoustic material, quickly developing his own composition skills. And you can definitely hear that here. He's now based in Melbourne, and he spent the last few years composing and writing music that would eventually become his debut album. He says that he writes purely on emotion. He tries to express the emotion that he feels through his instrument. If his compositions can impart a pleasant emotional impact on you, well, he feels that his purpose has been fulfilled. So his first album was The Journey, and the newly to be released album is called Renaissance of Life. Before Alex, we played a band called O Ye Denver Birds, and you would think that they came from Denver with a name like that. But no, they are from Brisbane in Australia. O Ye Denver Birds was founded early in the winter of 2009 by Dominic Stevens in Brisbane. Originally brought together by Stevens to form a body of home-recorded material that he wrote, the artist collective progressively matured in their experiences together, and the project evolved into a more collaborative effort representing the musical ventures of Catherine Goff, Zach Vale, and Josh Spencer. Since formation, they have released just three tracks, Walls and Your Sacrifice in 2010, and then also this song that we're listening to now, I Believe in Love Kid, which is the first track from their debut album Good Ivy, which is due out in early 2012. So over the last 2 years, They've played with people such as the Jezebels, Tiny Vipers, Boy and Bear, Cloud Control, Deep Sea Arcade, Hungry Kids of Hungary, and a lot more. They've had some music outlets, including Australia's Triple J, FBI, and Rolling Stone, mark them as a venture best watched closely in the future. So this is the song I Believe in Love Kid by OE Denver Birds. Now we're continuing the Australian theme for the moment with a group that I've played before and that I've seen live on one occasion. This is the Paper Scissors with their song How. The Paper Scissors say that they are a creation of lovers of long-form albums. The record brings together a range of influences and topics to create a truly international rock soundscape. The songs were written during the band's travels from home in Sydney to as far away as Queens, New York, in various studios and via email in numerous long sessions. There's lyrics about a range of topics from family, love, drunkenness, alcoholism, death, sex, the ocean, weather, isolation, and more. Quite cool, the Paper Scissors. And now we go to our first artist. And this is Lab 64 from Sydney. I've seen him on a few occasions, and this weekend I'll actually be going out to see him at the Valve Bar in Sydney. But he's also doing his final Blue Mountain show for the year in Springwood. You probably have missed that gig by the time you hear this, but you'll have to keep a lookout for him if you're in Australia. And he's doing also some interstate gigs. I was almost going to say international airfares. He's doing some interstate gigs to kick off 2012. Awesome guitar player. Very, very deep lyrics, as this particular part of the bio says. In the dark recesses of my mind, morbid thoughts twisted with melodies and rhythms, a Puritan vision of music and lyric. Hate, lust, loathing, and passion would fuel the songs. Music flowed out in dark tones, some urgent and erratic, others more mellow. But never a light at the end of the tunnel. Reality had to be the forerunner for all lyrics, and every song is a tale of truth. Someone I know, or an event that has happened to me, Acoustic Blackness was created there and then. And it was interesting, I was actually at a gig last Saturday night with a couple of artists that I'll be featuring on next week's edition of IRC FM Metal Monday. And I was wearing a Lab 64 shirt. And the sound guy actually said to me, "Oh, dude, it's absolutely awesome to see a Lab 64 shirt in the wild." And there's a few of them around, and absolutely great music, especially if you like the acoustic guitar, of which he has many. Let it begin. Isolated in a circle, insomnia is my only friend. G'day, I'm Irk from IRC FM and Insomnia Radio Australia. And what happens if I add a little bit of this?
Curl my eyes out, I don't wanna see you anymore.
And a little bit of this. And a little bit of this. And a little bit of this.
Wake up my dreams were so much harder.
And a little bit of this. Each and every Friday on Channel IRC, IRC FM Australia, quality Australian independent and unsigned music down the pipes and into your ears, each and every Friday. IRC FM Australia, part of IRC FM and Channel IRC, channelirc.com.
One of these days I'll be sitting back to back at you. Over the water, reading something I never knew. Feel it sinking deep underneath of my skin. And one of these days I'll be wrestling with the beast within.
This is Simon.
And this is Alan.
And we are from...
Centered Self.
That was really weird.
I don't care.
All right. And you're listening to...
Irk FM.
You can find us on...
Facebook.
YouTube.
MySpace.
Just search...
Centered
Self.
Yeah!
Yeah. Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I think I've just been bitten.
Bitten?
Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by Urk FM. Oh, my God.
Hey, this is Caparo, and you're listening to Urk FM.
Oh, yeah, G'day, you're listening to ERK FM with Isaiah B. Brunt.
When you walk along that lost and lonely road, it's a narrow path where most of us won't go. Just leave behind that old familiar face, the one you know you never will replace. A magic place beyond the realm of dreams. Above it all, she calls and I hear her sing. The two of us can live our lives in peace. Sweet, sweet harmony she has given me. sweet, sweet woman with magic in her eyes. She can wipe away any falsely made disguise. I can hear her sweet voice singing in my head. It's possible she's cast a spell in the air.
You're listening to episode 194 of Irk FM, doing things a little bit differently this week as we prepare for the fork in the road. That was Osiah B. Brunt, and the song that you just heard, and the song that you're listening to now, is called Whispers in My Head. Let me tell you a bit about Osiah. He has been a top Aussie production guy and studio owner who has worked with Julio Iglesias and his orchestra, the Goo Goo Dolls, and rehearsed American Idol's Randy Jackson and his band for their Australian touring. Not only has he been behind the board for globally upper echelon bands, he's been a go-to sideman for bands touring down under, like the time he hit the road in Sydney aiding Keanu Reeves' band Dogstar. All the while he was working with synthetic and packaged music, he always knew where his heart lay. The same place it was when he first heard his father strum the ukulele, blow harmonica and unleash the lap steel. He was the 2010 Sydney Blues Society Performer of the Year, which is rather cool. And we have another award winner that we've already heard on this episode as well, that we'll go back to in a moment. Up things just that little bit further. This is Arrive Mia, I think, and they're from East Sussex in England. And they've got a cracking sound, as you can hear right here.
Towers are falling down, thousands are left strewn, and bars into the sky. A soldier is sent to die.
They arrived in late 2009 with the intention of restoring English rock back to the days of the early 70s, with a modern sound while paying homage to a plethora of classic artists from a variety of genres over the last four decades. Arrive Mia deliver a dynamic performance with a unique sound. With a performance at the prestigious Guitar Fest under their belts, they continue to shock audiences with their versatile performances and genre-defying songwriting ability.
Never start to rise. Fire burns in the sky. Hatred is spread below, and the headlines steal the show. Anarchy and leaders' plans. Famine spreads across the land. Is anyone left alive? Is this the final roll of the dice?
And now we're listening to George Knight. And the song that we heard from George is called The Heads Up Saloon Bar. And George was originally from Wilshire, but he's now based in the city of Bath. Hello to Colin from Ouroboros. It is the 17th of November 2011. Let me know when you hear this, mate, in about 12 months' time. Colin is the producer of the Ouroboros podcast in the UK, who is terribly behind on his own podcast listening, about 12 months behind his music podcast, but, you know, he's still ploughing through them anyway. George is a singer-songwriter that is also a self-taught guitarist with grades in the drum kit, tuned percussion, and even brass instruments. Over the last 8 years of writing and development, his music style has evolved into a blend of indie pop rock with elements of punk, pop, there's a good one for the pop filter, isn't it? Folk and emo. He's been compared to artists such as Lemonheads, Dashboard Confessional, Nickelback, Silverchair, The Manic Street Preachers, and The Smashing Pumpkins. So this is George Knight.
But I guess you knew that I'd... One of these days I'll forget just who I am. The more we talk, the more we drift apart.
Now we're listening to a band that we've had on IRC FM before. This is Heavy Young Heathen with their song, their new song, Figueroa Street. I absolutely love when bands put a bit of thought into their bio, but also a bit of humour. By the way, if you are a band and you don't have a bio, you won't get played on IRC FM because I want to tell people about you. That's the whole idea. According to their bio, Heavy Young Heathens are not foreign, they are not vegan, they are not blonde, they have not dated Winona Ryder like any other musician, they do not buzz, they do not steal fur coats, they do not blog that much, they do not have iPhones. Well, they might have an iPhone now. They might not have had an iPhone when they actually wrote this. They do not get table service at clubs or any other service for that matter. They do not know Madonna or A-Rod, but they do like Snatch, the movie. They have been to a house in Austin, Texas, but not Austin's home in Texas. They have tried fasting, but the process was too slow. They have met the Fifth Beatle. And so, from the US, this is Heavy Young Heathens.
One of these days I'll be sitting back to back at you. Over the water, reading something I never knew.
And representing the Australians again as we talk about the fork in the road that will be IRC FM on Fridays. We're now listening to Georgie Kay with her song Back to Back. Georgie Kay is from Perth in Western Australia, and she has already won the 2010 and 2011 Western Australian Music Awards. And she has been only one of a handful of Australian artists nominated for a 2011 Independent Music Award for Best Indie Alternative Hard Rock Song. She has accomplished these honours without a record label, and now she has a full-length album under her belt, Backwards Forwards. She writes personal songs from her own experiences, the people, thoughts and emotions that she brings to life and breathe in her voice. Poetry becomes music, and music becomes art with an infectious indie groove, all delivered with a lack of affection that is refreshing. This is Georgie Kay, and the song that you're listening to is called Back to Back. G'day, I'm Irk from Channel Irk and Insomnia Radio Australia. And what happens if I add a little bit of this?
Oh, I waited too long for my love to come home, as the sea turned to serpents and foam.
And a little bit of this.
Let me breathe, 'cause I'm drowning in your shadow. Let me leave.
And a little bit of this. And a little bit of this.
Where's the sound to cure the silence pending? World machine.
And a little bit of this.
Tell me the truth. Just tell me the truth. There is a monster.
And a little bit of this. Channel IRC presents IRC FM International, quality overseas music down the pipes and into your ears every Wednesday on IRC FM and Channel IRC. Great international music, channelirk.com. G'day, I'm IRC from IRC FM and Insomnia Radio Australia. And what happens if I add some of this? And I mix it with some of this.
Hey.
and I mix it with some of this. And some of this. And some of this.
Wait, if you want me to scream out of something, I won't take this. Leaving you open for something new isn't real. No, what the heck?
Add all those together and more, and you will have the latest podcast on Channel Irk, Irk FM Metal Monday.
Hard As Nails Band, and you're listening to Irk FM.
You're a lot like me, and I think that you should tell her that the only difference between us is fear. And if you are like me, then I think you should remember, if you ever wanna get yourself out of here. You hide our open secrets, and the pendulum swings back and forth, my dear.
Don't believe everything you hear. Gather all you cherish. Keep it quite near, near, near.
Just go and break you, and I think you better make what you want clear, cause it
temperature, how long it's gonna take you. If you really wanna get yourself out of here, don't. You want clear, 'cause I'm not quite sure how long it's gonna take you. If you really wanna get yourself out of here,
got everything you need. There's nothing more you want. You are as happy as you can be, or so you say. Nothing more in this world you want. On your way to work, body starts to shake. Find yourself in a traffic jam, caught up in a lie, crying like a child. Life is a roller coaster ride, and it scares you till you cry. Still you want the big one. Like driving when you're blind, you just crash and don't know why. Still you want the fast one. Life is life is like a knife, a stab in the dark, a cry in the night. You know who you love and who you don't. Say there is no other choice. You think you're always in control. You know your do's and you know your don'ts. One day in the shower, the world begins to swirl. You reach out for something to hold when your legs begin. Child, life is a roller coaster ride, and it scares you till you cry. Still you ride the big one. Life is like driving when you're blind. You just crash and don't know why. Till you drive a fast one. Dark, a cry in the night.
Hey, I'm Peter Clitheroe from Suffolk and Cool. You're listening to Urk FM. You can find Suffolk and Cool at suffolkandcool.com.
And be very careful how you spell it.
Dead right.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
And you're listening to Urk FM.
Memories, the colors gone, talking about the past. Reflection, a loaded gun, ejecting. Let it fly.
memories, the colors gone.
A perfect song for the end of an episode. That is The Cut with their song called Closure. I've played The Cut several times on IRC FM before. They are a female band who come to us from the UK. They're working hard, they're touring, and they're a great band in the alternative, indie and rock categories. They say that sometimes being an all-female band can be difficult, but these things inspire them to be really good at what they do. Releasing their first ever vinyl was really exciting. Luckily, beside the limited edition green vinyl, it was also released as a download. And so they're really happy with the way that their album is going in the studio, and they've received a lot of support, and they're already planning their next UK tour, which indeed they might actually already be on. Of course, as always, if you want to check out any of the band, see what they're doing, or to interact with them on the social networks, go to the show notes at irkfm.com, episode 194, and you'll be able to keep up to date with the band that you happen to be interested in. This is 20 Pound Sounds with their new single called Rip It Up. The voice might sound familiar to some of you, as the band is actually fronted by Dan Lynch, who I've played on the show before and also had on the show as a guest. Dan is a fellow podcaster as well as being a musician, as he hosts Rat Hole Radio in Liverpool in England. I had the great opportunity to meet up with Dan while I was in Liverpool, and we had an awesome interview that you can hear, episode 183 of IRC FM, and he also gave me a bit of a guided tour of Liverpool, and we also checked out an acoustic night as well, which was really, really great. One of the good things about Dan's podcast, apart from the awesome music that he plays, is that at the end of each podcast, he'll actually plug his guitar in and he'll sing one of his own songs, or he'll sing a cover as well, which is quite cool. I'm nowhere near that stage of feeling confident to play an instrument on the podcast, and when things settle down with the new shows and the upgrade of the website that I'm currently doing, I'll have to get back into the guitar, so that will be rather cool. They're a three-piece band formed in late March of 2010. They were originally formed to play the Rat Hole Radio gig at the Bad Format Club in Liverpool. And so 160 people attended that gig and enjoyed it, or so they said. So they've stayed together and got more serious about it, and now they're writing their own material as well. So that's 20 Pound Sounds, very interesting sounding band, and also the title as well. title of the band.
You've got everything you need. Nothing more you want. You are as happy as you can be, or so you say. Nothing more in this world you want. On your way to work, your body starts to shake.
And this song is called The Big One by Bus Stop Dreams. And they're from Sweden, and Sweden was one of the places that I went to during my epic overseas trip, and was one of the many places that I went to, and I found lots of great music after I came back. And hey, guess what, Studio B, they've got an elephant as part of their profile on Facebook. They're from Stockholm. They're a rock pop duo with some part-time members as well. Their first single is The Kiss, and their debut album is scheduled for release very, very soon. And they're from Stockholm, which is absolutely awesome.
See, there is no other choice. You think you're always in control. You know your do's and you know your don'ts. One day in the shower, the world begins to swirl. You reach out for something to hold when your legs begin. Child, life is a roller coaster ride, and it scares you till you cry. Still, you ride the big one.
Life
is like driving when you're blind, you just crash and don't know.
And from Nashville in Tennessee, this is rock trio The Etts. Their new album Wicked Willie's out now, having been released in August this year. They made their debut in 2005. The album was written on the road and in the band's adopted hometown of Nashville. The album encompasses everything that you've come to expect from The Etts and more. Upfront, fearless vocals, fuzz bass runs, primal driving drum beats, searing guitar lines, and of course, a lot of black liner and attitude. With 13 tracks and a sizzling cover of Lee Hazelwood's My Baby Cried All Night Long, this kaleidoscopic album finds The Etts delivering their most confident, varied disc to date. So this is The Etts from Nashville, Tennessee.
Near.
Hello, this is...
Okay, we'll let Franz Arp say hello.
Hello, this is Franz Arp, and you can find me at www.franzarp.com, and you're listening to IRC FM.
he was just so eager to speak, so who am I to stop Franz Arp from speaking? Anywho. One of the things that I really like is when a band has a rather cool name, and also when they have a cool name for a song. This is called If There's a Shark in This Fishbowl by These Curious Thoughts. During the summer of 2004, Sean from Detroit and Jim from London met while vacationing in Peru, of all places. They quickly discovered that they shared a love for music and learned about each other's musical gifts. It was during the trip that they were introduced to the Ancient Society of the Mound Builders. They came fascinated with this secret history and took the knowledge that they obtained. During the rest of 2004, they kept in contact via email to discuss their shared knowledge and grow their friendship. They also began to write songs together in an attempt to pass secret information on to their listeners. Although it is often difficult to understand what their songs might mean, the true message is instinctively layered throughout. And so they found it to be impossible to refrain from composing. They continued to write music and became increasingly inspired and developed a new sound, a new image, and a new band. They thought that they would call their music partnership These Curious Thoughts, and with help from David on drums, Sean recorded the songs which would become their debut, The World Outside. They released that in the fall of 2009, and then they released A Colour of Sound in 2010. And so this is These Curious Thoughts. And who knows? You know, you can meet some interesting people in some rather interesting places. And The Curious Thoughts, it's definitely one of them. So we've had some great music from around the world, both Australia and beyond. Of course, don't forget that coming up, we have the ERK FM Earworm Special for 2011, and that is next week, and that is the final episode of ERK FM in this format. Who knows, one of these songs might even make it to the Earworm Special. I'll have to see how I go during the week. On this episode, we have had music supplied by the artist directly and also by SGC Media, Bender Music Group, Criminal Records PR, Press Here Publicity, Juice Management and Promotion, and Cyber PR. Of course, all songs are played on ERK FM with direct permission from the artist or under agreements with various music content providers. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. On this episode, we heard from Lab 64, The Paper Scissors, OU Denver Birds, Alex Chudnarsky, Georgie May, and also Isaiah B. Brunt, representing Australia, so to speak, and international artists, Heavy Young Heavens, These Curious Thoughts, George Knight, Arai Meyer, The Etz, Bus Stop Dreams, 20 Pound Sounds, and The Cut. I've really enjoyed presenting the music this way on this episode. I normally don't do it this way, but I thought something different. Don't forget to check out the other shows across Channel ERK. Judy's Blast FM, Blast from the Past, which has turned into a de facto ERK pod. ERK FM Metal Monday episode 8 coming up with some great bands that I've seen live recently, and of course ERK FM Extra, ERK FM International, and ERK FM Australia coming from December 2011. Until then, I'm ERK. I'm out to see some epically live music live this weekend. We'll talk more about that next week. It's a UM special next week, so I'm really looking forward to that as well. Till next time, I'm Irk. Thank you very much for listening, and see you next week. So let's finish with the cut. Good night, Interweb.